workforce. It's time to set it straight
and motivate. Hola, ¿cómo estás? The other day, we actually covered definite articles. And today, I wanted to cover indefinite articles. So let's begin with a box. Clase, dibujé un cuadrado. And within this cuadrado, let's draw four boxes or four quadrants. And of course, when I set up my handy dandy boxes with you here, I always put masculine to the top left, feminine to the bottom right, and that first column is our singular column. To the very right, that is our plural column. So we have a masculine plural quadrant and a feminine plural quadrant. So what we're going to do is make sure that we understand indefinite articles. One indefinite article that you've probably already seen before is the masculine singular article un. So you're going to place this in the top left quadrant of your box. And un, I bet you can probably guess the feminine form. And the feminine form would be una. Right, una. So drawing from generalizations, we already know if a noun or any word in Spanish ends in a consonant and we want to make a plural, we're probably going to add es, right? Close. But if we think about yesterday's los, we would probably draw to the conclusion that it should be unos. And of course, the feminine plural indefinite article is unas. Now, do you know what these indefinite articles mean? Definite articles the other day, they meant the. And that's all they meant, the, whether it was singular or plural. But now, indefinite articles are a tad bit different. So a masculine or feminine singular form, un or una, means a, and it can also mean an in our English language. So what must unos and unas mean? Some. You guessed that one right. Okay, well, let's apply this same idea that we did the other day. So we use libro as an example. So if I were to write down libro, knowing that this noun ends in an O, must be masculine, there's no S, it must be singular, what indefinite article would I place in front of that to translate that as a book? I'll give you a moment. Correcto, un libro. Now, how about if I made that plural? Hopefully you decided it would become unos, and libro, being a noun that ended in O, you'd simply add an S to make it plural. So your final answer would be unos libros. Okay, let's do another one. The other day we also used banderas. ¿Cómo se dice banderas en inglés? Flags. Muy bien, you remembered. Excellent. Okay, now, how about if we use bandera and we want to first say a bandera, one bandera? Una is correct. Muy bien. Okay, now how about if we had more than one flag? I hope you just said unas banderas. Excelente. That's all there is to indefinite articles. Simply use the four quadrants, decide if the noun is masculine or feminine, and then decide, is the noun singular or plural? And let your fingers do the walking. It'll totally guide you through this easy quadrant, or what I call the handy-dandy chart. So, clase, adios, hasta luego, y buena suerte.
Set the record straight. You know things could really, really be better. Let's set it straight today. Don't you know I got to
work for
it's time to set it straight and motivate, 'cause I'm